Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, the Congress right now, which we just had, you know, original intents, and, you know, you're actually, your representatives are meeting to report back to you, and they're having an investigation on Capitol Hill, Homeland Security, about radical Islam. They're meeting on radical Islam and how it's impacting, you know, America, and it's a serious thing. And I remember I was talking to John Stemberger. We'll have that interview for you soon on VFN Radio. John Stemberger, my goodness, he's the one responsible for, you know, having the marriage amendment put on the Florida Constitution, family, faith, and freedom, I believe. We'll have that on our blog to be able to get to his ministry, and he's also a lawyer down in Orlando. Forgive me, John, for that. Pat's going to find out, and I'll pass it on. But with that, you know, as I was talking to him, and he said, you know, as I studied this, because he represented a 17-year-old girl who his parents were going to ship her back to an Arab country. American family was going to ship her back to an Arab country because she was a Christian. She became a Christian. She was Muslim, and then she became a Christian. And to them, that was an insult for them, and they wanted to be able to deal with the issue. And she was in fear for her life. She ran for her life. I think probably for a couple of years she was in hiding. And then John began to represent her, and then other counsel came in, and he really understands, you know, some of these things that are going on. And so I'm talking to him, and you'll hear the interview coming up soon. And he says, well, this is what I've discovered. And somebody told him this, and you'll hear who it was. And he said, this is what it's kind of like. You have the Muslim who is more Americanized, and they're not, they really don't even, you know, focus much on the Quran and that type of thing. And then you have the middle of the road, which, that they are religious, and they show up, you know, at, mosques, and they practice their religion. But then you have the radical Islam, and that's what they're meeting on in Congress, mm-hmm. the radical Islam. And these are the ones that are dangerous. So he said to be able to lump them all together, you know, would be, you know, wrong to do. And the concept of that is what he figured out. And, I said, you know, then again, to talk to him, I said, so then you say you have three, and this is his description of it. You have three, potential, aspects of Islam that you can focus on. The one is the people who don't know the Quran. The other is the people who focus on the good parts of the Quran, and then you have the other people who focus on all of the Quran as a word from God, and that they're going to fulfill it. And he said, you know, pretty much yes. Mm-hmm. And so then I said, then you're telling me that the only hope for Israel, I mean, the only hope for America is a backslidden Muslim? He paused, and he said yes. You know, somebody that wasn't faithful to the Quran. And then I said, well, you know, understanding Christianity, that, you know, Islam says that Jesus has to come back and repent for calling himself the Son of God. Mm-hmm. And you'll find out more about that. As a matter of fact, available right now for VFNTV subscribers. You subscribe for free. That you can go to VFNTV.com and do that. Available is The State of the Nation. It's called The State of the Nation, Christianity, America, Islam, and Israel. You've got to listen to this and get God's perspective about what's going on right here. And so, you know, then I said to him, I said, well, you think about it. If you described the way he described Islam and Muslims, let's pull that away. Let's just describe Christians. So you have somebody who actually, a Christian who doesn't go to church, doesn't read the Word of God. That would be the first Muslim that he described, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the second Christian would be the one who actually reads the word but doesn't do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's a here, or, you know. And then the third Christian is the one that actually reads the word and obeys it and follows God.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good comparison, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And for the very fact that preaching Jesus Christ as the Son of God and the only way to God is offensive to Islam. It's offensive to them. They consider that, you know, to us, we'll love people, you know, no matter what. I mean, we're going to love them, and you know, we're not trying to convince somebody. We just tell them the gospel, and we just honor their answer, whatever it is, you know. And but in regards to Islam, the very fact when we are bold for Jesus and we're living for the Lord, then we're going to obey what he says, and we're going to preach Jesus and him crucified. We're going to preach He is the way, the truth, and the life. You know, he is the way to God, the only way. We're going to say, you know, that any other way other than Jesus, this person's considered a thief and a liar, a robber. Mm-hmm. And so the very fact of being a sold out, loyal Christ follower, Christian, is an affront. It's an attack. They consider that an insult. So then, and he's going, well, yeah. And so then I said, then you're saying that the only hope for America then, and this is the part that I didn't get to, and this is what was being said. The only hope for America is a backslidden Muslim and a backslidden Christian.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That is insane.
And America's not that important that we give up Jesus, you know, who he is. You know, it's not just everybody talks about Jesus, but it's important who he is to you. Now, Jesus said, you know, who do they say I am? You know, some say Elijah, some say a prophet. And then Jesus goes, you know, who do you say I am? Mm-hmm. And he says, thou art the Son of God. And Jesus said, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven did. And on this rock, what rock? The rock of knowing who Jesus really is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That I'll build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. And so you have to realize you're not going to be the adversary and those that have a religion, you know, that's considered a thief and a robber, right? Any other way other than Jesus, that they're not going to be your friend. I mean, you can want them to be, and you could, you know, you could be your employer and you'd be really nice, but you cannot not acknowledge Jesus. You have to acknowledge him. You have to not, you know, and he is the Son of God, the only way to God, and he is not going to come back in Damascus and stand and repent for calling himself the Son of God. And he is not going to be the assistant to, you know, you got to hear this, VFNTV.com. Just subscribe for free. Just subscribe for free and get this. You got some teachings that are available. You'll see them, but you go back to all the resources as a subscriber. It's called The State of the Nation, Christianity, America, Islam, and Israel. Because you have to understand that Christianity came before America did. Yeah, the Lamb was here, but the United States of America came afterwards. It's a byproduct of people who wanted just to worship God. You know, they wanted to find a land that was free for them to worship God, and it progressed to the United States of America. But look at the Declaration of Independence. Look at the U.S. Constitution. God has acknowledged all in that, in his place in our lives. And it's signed in the year of our Lord, which is Jesus Christ. And so it was just a given thing. They just didn't realize how far out we could go, you know, and leaving our original of our founding fathers. So they're right now, you can see the VFN-TV blog, they're having a meeting on radical Islam. But according to John Stenberger, you know, that the only hope for America is a backslidden Muslim, one who doesn't read the Quran, or reads it but doesn't follow it. Because the Quran is like the antithesis of the gospel.
Right.
It's the antithesis. It's the opposite. If you read the book of Revelation and whatever, you know, which is a revelation of Christ, by the way, and you think about the opposite of that, that's what's written in the Quran. That's what's written. It's the total opposite. Mm-hmm. You know? And I'm not going to say too much about it, you know, because a limited amount of time. But you'll hear very specifics. You'll hear very specifics. You'll have, you know, news clips playing. You'll have factual things going on that you're able to see the Quran, and you'll be able to see the Bible side by side, and you'll see a comparison because my people were destroyed for a lack of knowledge. This repentance, this accepting there's many ways to God. No, there's only one way to God, and it's through his son, Jesus Christ. And right now, you know, they're all, you know, walking on eggshells and rice paper, and our representatives are the ones that are representing us. It's a representative government because they're just worried about, you know, speaking about homeland security, about radical Islam. And these are people who actually read the Quran and follow it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Imagine how radical the church would be if the church repented and said, you know what, we're gonna actually read the word. Yeah, and we're going to follow it. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be as dedicated to the true God and the access to God through Jesus Christ as all these other religions are that they're promulgating in the world. It's going to be exciting when the church wakes up, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
It's going to be so exciting. I want to encourage you, if you've been thinking about, you know, you're looking around and you read the Word of God, and then you look around, you look at the church, and you're just disappointed. Well, realize that's not an oddity. That's like, you know, what you're doing is you're looking and seeing that things aren't lining up. Go ahead and line up yourself. Don't wait for somebody else to line up. Don't wait for somebody else to tell you that God's word is right. It's right. It's right. It's sharper than a double-edged sword. It penetrates between the thought intents and attitudes of the heart. It's what you have faith in the word of God. It's your shield. It's your sword. You know, it's everything you're going to need. It's the light at your feet. Tells you where you are. It's a lamp to your path. It tells you where you're going. It's a living, active word of God. And begin to walk in it. And if you can't find someone to relate to, you know, begin to check out VFN, vfnfamily.org, and find out, you know, in your area that if there's a VFN a pastor or a church in your area. If not, you can be the first one with a brand new church plant going through the processes of getting there and being trained up and being rightly related, you know, and those who labor amongst you. But once you get through those things, you're ready to go. Well, think about it. You're ready. You could be the first one that says, you know what? I'm going to begin to walk by God's grace, walk out what God says. I want to be in the harvest field. So we need to support and pray for your representatives. Our representatives right now are having a meeting in the White House today. And 63% of Americans approve of this particular meeting going on. They want to find out, you know, what's happening with this radical Islam. But understand, radical Islam means they read the Quran and they follow it. They read the Quran and they follow it. And it's not good what happens to those who don't convert to Islam. It's not good for those that love Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't want that to be promulgated. You know, there's a freedom to worship and ever what you worship in America. But if something snuffs out our foundation, if it snuffs out Jesus Christ and the freedom, you can't put a manger scene, you know, in a mall. If you can't put the Ten Commandments up, I mean, your religion is snuffing out our religion. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That's not what was meant. That's not the original intent of that.
Right.
And our relationship, because you can't do that. But understand this, that if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, God says, then I'll hear from heaven. And I'll heal their land. There's time for us to now pray for the representatives there. Help us to give us eyes to see. Let's just pray right now. Father God, give us eyes to see and ears to hear. Help us, Lord, to shake ourselves, to realize, Lord, what's happening. And you're wanting us to turn back to you. You're wanting us to be able to say, you're right. Let every man be a liar and God be the truth. And that's what he's saying, folks. And we just want to be able to make sure that we respond to that. We'll be right back in just 1 minute. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.